There we go. Good morning. How's everyone doing? How many of you like enduring pain? How many of you like pain? Good, you're being honest. How many of you have a loose tooth right now? Anyone have a loose tooth? Oh, very good. Here we go. I'm ready to pull it. Let's endure some pain. Are you ready? Lexi, can I pull your tooth? Hey, wait a minute. When you pull a tooth and put a tooth under your pillow the next morning, what's under your pillow? A quarter. But wait a minute. I got two quarters. You let me pull your tooth, I'll give you two quarters. It's called bribery. You don't want to endure the pain, do you? None of us like pain. What? Owen, you have a tooth to pull? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think most of us don't want me to put this around your tooth and yank it out because it's painful. It hurts. I remember very well. I was your age at one time, and I lost my teeth too. It hurts. But if we think about pain, think about the pain that Jesus endured for you and for me and for everyone looking at you, and not only all of us, but for the entire world. What pain did Jesus endure for all of us? Do you? I can't help you with that, sorry. But I can pull your tooth. Okay. That's okay. What pain did Jesus endure for all of us? Dying on the cross. Dying on the cross. We can't imagine what kind of pain Jesus was going through. But you know what? Jesus was looking forward to it. We don't look forward to pain. None of you want me to pull your tooth because you'll know that it hurts. But Jesus knew what he was going to have to go through to be baptized with when he went to the cross. And you know what? He went there joyfully. How many of you want me to joyfully pull your tooth? Oh, I'll smile, but you may not. You see, we don't like pain because it reminds us that we are sinful human beings. But we know that Jesus endured the pain for us that was set before him. And he joyfully went to the cross. And there he endured not only the hostility of those who hated him, but he endured the forsakenness that was placed unto him, the forsakenness of his Father. Jesus died for all of us to take away all of our sins. Yes, in this life, we will have pain, and we will have suffering, and we will have heartache, we will lose loved ones, and we'll have to endure many sufferings. But because Jesus raised his arms and extended his arms, he has opened some place very valuable for us. What has Jesus opened for us when he opened his arms? Who knows? Heaven. Very good. Jesus opened heaven for us. And now we know that in heaven there will be no more pain and there will be no more tears. There will be no more crying. There's no more mourning. But most importantly in heaven, there's no sin. There's no devil. And there's no old Adam to always be tempting us, because we know that in heaven there is Jesus and we'll be with him forever and ever. So that's what we have to look forward to. Yes, we endure the pain for a short time, but in heaven we'll live with him forever and ever. Let's fold our hands, let's close our eyes and bow our heads, and let us pray. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for going to the cross for us to endure the most ultimate of pain, death upon a cross. And there, O Lord, because you endured this pain, we have the forgiveness of sins. Lord Jesus, be with us as we endure the many pains of this life, but always remind us that in heaven there is no pain, and there is no crying, and there is no suffering, and there is no sin. There is only you, and you will live with us forever and ever, and we with you. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks in your most holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.